We have item number 7, Christina.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny. Yeah.
So when we broke away from Contra Costa County, we became our own employer, and therefore we needed workers' compensation insurance for our employees. At that time, we reached out to our current insurance broker that provides all of our other insurances, our liability, and fiduciary, and ended up using one of their companies, the Federal Insurance Company. And then we renewed again for another year, but during that time, we have been looking to see if there are other options.
Okay.
Workers' comp, usually the benefits are going to be the same with whatever company that you go with. As far as what they statutorily have to provide, but a lot of times there are other companies that have extra benefits to the company, if that's a better ergonomic evaluations, on-site evaluations, a little bit more hands-on approach by the company. So we did find an organization that has a little bit more of that hands-on approach, and that's the Special District Risk Management Authority. They are a joint power authority for government agencies that are considered special districts within the state of California. So it's a pooled group, and because they're pooled, it actually also was a less expensive way for us to go as far as our premiums. One of the first steps to enroll with them, with their workers' comp, is to adopt a resolution to become part of that pool. And then we would be a part of that pool for a minimum of 3 years. So today what I'm asking for is the board to consider adopting the resolution 2017-4 authorizing participation in the Special District Risk Management Authority Workers' Comp Program.
I'll move the recommendation.
And I just have a question. You say it's a savings of about $5,700 per year, but what is the total premium we're paying? I was trying to put that in context.
Yeah, so for this one,
it sounds like it's enhanced services. I don't have a problem with it, but I just didn't know if $5,700 a year savings was a lot, or if we're paying $500,000, it's not that much.
So the quote that we got with our current workers' comp that expires at the end of this month for the year is $34,916.
Okay.
And with the Special District Risk Management Authority, it's $29,186.
Okay. I'll second Jerry's motion.
Any further discussion? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes unanimously. Christina, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back to Henry.
All right.